This is iRadio's
group chat.
If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
Comedian, broadcaster, author, and all-around funny man Alan Clark joins me now on iRadio's group chat ahead of his upcoming Big News Coming Soon show, which is coming to the TF Royal in December. Some of you may have been lucky enough to win tickets on Dave and Fionnuala's show last week. So welcome to the show, Alan. Delighted to have you. Firstly, starting with this upcoming show of yours, what was the spark that inspired it?
I think there has been just a little gap in the market for a show like this. Our show is a variety show where we bring a bit of everything, a bit of stand-up comedy, a bit of music, a bit of chat. And I think it was just basically a gap in the market that I thought, let's try and do this and give people a really good night out.
It's always good to have a good night out of it, to be sure. And if you could describe the show in three words for people, what would the three words be?
Unpredictable, chaotic and funny.
Oh, that's intriguing. I enjoy that. I know the live shows, they're always a success, in fairness. You've always put on a good show. What sets this particular show apart from other shows you've done?
Yeah, like I said, again, it's just something that's a little bit different. And this one, we're bringing in Kyla Cobbler. She's coming in from Barcelona. We've got a mystery guest as well that we're not allowed to announce just yet, but it's definitely going to be something very different that people haven't seen before. And it's coming up to Christmas, so it's like, you know, just 5 days before Christmas, I think there's a lot of people home for Christmas, a lot of people that haven't been home all year, and I think everyone's going to be in really good form, so I'm really looking forward to it.
Is it hard to prepare a live show like that? How much planning goes into the show?
To be honest with you, they take months of planning, and then, you know, there's might be little things you have to change or tweak in the lead up to it, but yeah, there's a good bit of planning, and you're always worried and you're always kind of trying to do better than the last one and deliver more and better than the last one. So I think I probably put a lot of pressure on myself, but I think we've been doing okay so far.
I'm sure many would agree that you are doing a brilliant job at the moment, Alan. And I actually want to ask you about something that I've seen on your socials about the competition catfish. Can you give us a bit of an insight into this, especially for people who might be hearing about it for the first time?
This is a crazy story. So I was approached by somebody about a couple in Ireland who are winning over 200 competitions. They've won over 200 competitions in the last couple of years. And basically what it is, you know, people like a business or an influencer such as myself might pick one of these random comment generator websites to pick a winner. So you might enter a competition, you use this website to pick your winner, you think it's all legit and above board, and the website picks somebody. Well, they've been picking the same two people for the last 4 years, and we have kind of collected a lot of evidence over the last few months, and they've won over 200 competitions. So what it is, they're basically embedding a code into their comment, and the random comment generator thinks they have entered that competition thousands and thousands of times, when in fact they've only entered it once, and they end up winning.
What has it been like diving into something like that? And like, the more research you do, is it even more mental to you each time?
Oh, sure. Look, at the first time we were notified about this, I just thought, this is outrageous. This couldn't be a thing. And then the more we delve into it, we're like, I can't even believe I haven't heard of this until now. It's gone on since, I think the very first one was 2019. And they even won one last week again. So they're still winning all the time. And we're still delving into it. We're still getting more information. We've contacted the host of the website. They say that there's no way that their website can be compromised, even though these people have won over 200 competitions. So we're trying to figure out at the moment, are they the luckiest couple in Ireland, or is it a scam? We haven't fully decided just yet.
I guess we'll see what comes from that. Do you think, though, yeah, when I hear a story like this, whether it's proven to be true or false in the end, it's definitely raising concerns about online competition manipulation, though, isn't it?
Well, I'm 41 years of age and I've never won anything. So you have to ask some questions when you hear of a couple winning 200 things in the last 4 years that we know of. And they're coming out of the woodwork every day of the week. We just have proof of 200 at the moment.
Alan, will there be any competition catfish in the upcoming show? That is the real question for you.
We have 4 weeks left, so we're still working on it behind the scenes. We have 4 weeks. Who knows? But to be honest with you, I don't think they'd be there, because if they were there, somebody from the fraud squad might show up as well. So I don't think it'll be anything got to do with the competition catfish, to be honest with you.
In the show in general, though, can you give us a little snippet of what we might expect should we be heading along to the TF Royal
Right, so what you're going to expect is you're going to expect hilarious stand-up comedy from Kyla Cobbler. We're going to have real and unfiltered chat with Garen Noon. Garen might sing a song or two for us. We've got an amazing band from Sligo called The Atlantic that I'm really looking forward to having on stage. They're going to be a house band, so it's going to be something a little bit different than what we've done before. We typically just end the show with the band, but the band are going to be very much part of the show. And then we have got a huge celebrity surprise guest dotted in throughout the show as well, providing they show up.
Providing they show up on the day. Well, look, I look forward to it, Alan, and the very best of luck with the big news coming soon show that is coming up in the TF Royal. Where can people find you on social media should they want to follow along?
Yeah, thanks, Valerie. So we're on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and it's at Alan Clark Official. And I'd just like to say a huge thank you to yourself and Dave and Fionnuala and all the team at iRadio for all your help and support. You've been absolutely fantastic.
Well, thank you so much for doing the things that you're doing and keeping it all going for the parish of Mayo. That is what I And we will chat to you again soon on iRadio's group chat.
Thanks a million. Mayo for Sam.
Mayo for Sam is right, dead right. Thanks so much for that, Alan.
This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.